Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, through consent agenda at their most recent meeting, passed an agenda item that would purchase specialized computers. Assemblymember Tyson Cox.
We had Ordinance 2021-19-11, appropriating funds to purchase capital computer equipment for the 9/11 Soldotna Public Safety Communication Center. What this is the purchase of 8 computers from the state that will be able to use their network and has all the software to do so, and this was for $9,500.
Currently, the Soldotna Public Safety Communication Center has identified the need to replace 8 computers, each providing one of 8 individual computers for workstation setup at the center. The existing computers are reportedly becoming obsolete and require an upgrade beyond Windows 7. And the specialized computers have preloaded programs, and it will reside in the state of Alaska's network due to the programs and nature of the data that they provide. As a result, the state of Alaska Information Technology Support Staff requested the upgrade to interface properly with the state of Alaska's network. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough Information Technology Department verified the technical specifications and ability for these computers to properly work within the Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center technology structure. According to a corresponding memo for the ordinance, it requests the appropriation of funds from the SPSCC 911 Communications Operations Fund to purchase computer equipment and cover associated costs of $9,500. Ordinance 2021-19-11 passed through consent agenda. News of the sudden death of Alaska's official balladeer, Hobo Jim, succumbing to his terminal cancer diagnosis on Tuesday, quickly spread across the state and social media, but plans had been in the works since his public announcement to commemorate him locally. The city of Kenai, at the suggestion of Councilmember Glenn Eastpetty, wanted to issue a proclamation personally to Hobo Jim. In his honor, Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel, at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, issued a proclamation declaring October 6th, 2021 as Hobo Jim Day.
A proclamation honoring James Varsos for his years of service to the Kenai community. Whereas Jim Varsos, also known as Hobo Jim, is a beloved and gifted singer and songwriter of Alaskan's folk music who has greatly enriched the lives of Kenai residents. And whereas for over 40 years, Hobo Jim has celebrated the lives of Alaskans by writing and singing of our rich independent heritage in a way that makes us proud to be Alaskans. And whereas Hobo Jim exemplifies the spirit of Alaska in his music and has shared his love of our state through his songs throughout Alaska, the lower 48, and abroad as one of Alaska's most acclaimed singer-songwriters.
Mayor Gabriel explained,
"He will be missed. I think the news was extremely sad when it came out. And like I said, we had drafted the proclamation and reached out, hopefully hoping that he would be here today, and then just found out last night that he had passed away. So I know for our community, he's an ambassador to the Central Peninsula and also the state of Alaska. I'm certain that he brought a lot of business to our community just by the excitement that he generated through his music. And I can attest that I was inclined to buy a few more drinks whenever I was listening to him play, and he certainly inspired a lot of people."
A GoFundMe fundraiser has been set up to help pay for expenses with the goal of raising $75,000, and the individual organizing the account said that he's going to leave it open in an effort to still reach that initial goal. DetailsRadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.